Wars, Trade and AMP, Tourism, African-Style Soft Diplomacy by Dr. Walter Mzembai. Dr. Walter Mzembai, former Foreign and Tourism Minister of Zimbabwe who has been living in exile in South Africa, Eswatini, and Zambia, delivered his heartfelt speech at the Berlin Forum on Culture and Folklore Diplomacy 2024 last week. The event in the German capital was a reopening for him and showed what he does best. Dr. Walter Mzembai on the global stage. Those attending the Berlin event shared his excitement. Judging from the warm welcome he received from Irina Bulova, the 10th Director General of UNESCO, and Alex Salmond, former First Minister of Scotland, by Hakima El Hait from Morocco, and everyone else attending the event, he was back among people he feels comfortable with. War and conflict. Mzembai said, "It was great hearing from both the former chairman of the presidency to my right, Mladen Ivanic, on peace in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina and Afghanistan have been topical issues in the past war and conflict. Lessons learned." Former Minister of Interior in Afghanistan Ali Jalali, and now a distinguished professor at the National Defense University, Washington, on cultural dynamism and peace and conflict, political fallout of mass migration. Conflict is very expensive and should be avoided at all costs. As they say, if the conditions post-conflict are inevitably worse than before the conflict, why go into it at all? The Mzembai Diplomatic Toolbox explained. Dr. Walter Mzembai explained his toolbox of diplomatic soft approach and people-to-people diplomacy, and his success when Zimbabwe and Zambia hosted the UNWTO General Assembly in his country. U2.B. Mzembai talked in Berlin a little about the British ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pete Vowles's soft approach and skills, and how it has marinated a hitherto suspicious administration trusting of British intentions on Zimbabwe and broken these barriers to mutual trust and understanding. It's a departure from gunboat and instructive diplomacy to an immersive cultural diplomacy thrust, very effective. A major challenge today is not hard skills but soft skills. You can be the best engineer, social scientist, banker, architect, miner, or farmer, but if you cannot communicate your knowledge, it comes to naught, you cannot pass it on. Communication is not just spoken but an interactive cross-cultural mutual understanding. Learning and respecting cultural diversity and soft skills are a serious requisite for cultural diplomacy competence and create adept diplomats who can navigate complex cultural and political dynamics necessary to foster mutual understanding and harmonious relationships between countries. Mzembai was seen smiling for the cameras with Dr. Erito Kasakumarkoli's former Minister of Foreign Affairs, Communication and Works for Cyprus. He praised his colleague Hakima El Hait from Morocco, who was twice named by The Times as one of the 100 most influential persons. Hakima is a mover and shaker in the topic of climate change, in fact, a distinguished champion and president of the Liberal International, Mzembai explained. When asked about the most impressive presentation, he referred to the former president of Romania, Emil Constantinescu. Mzembai said, "Listening to him is like drinking from the well of Jacob, immense wisdom." Twitter.com. The Berlin Forum on Folklore Diplomacy 2024 took place in Berlin, Germany, from May 16 to 19, 2024, focusing on culture and folklore diplomacy to serve as a powerful vehicle of cultural diplomacy within and between nations. Twitter.com. My presentation here in Berlin was on the unforgivable iniquity in the 21st century of continuing to export unprocessed raw materials to the world by Africa and the attendant exporting of jobs and greater latent value, which our people follow at great cost to their lives across the Mediterranean and other barriers to entry. We should be exporting lithium batteries instead of ore, and keep our gold at home instead of keeping SKRs of our resources, which are leveraged at greater value at our expense overseas. Where our resources are concerned, we should not only think outside the box but throw the box away. We need new generational champions of value addition and beneficiation and keep the jobs at home. On cultural diplomacy, my closing remarks were on the failure of diplomacy itself inside the UN and its systems, and that unless the reform agenda at the UN is taken more seriously and urgently, the UN will not be able to mediate, intervene, or stop conflicts. Iturbonus.com. Dr. Walter Mzembe was awarded the Tourism Hero status by the World Tourism Network.